It's the Deadly Morning X. In half an hour, you could be winning an Amazon Echo Dot, courtesy of Bud Light Ugly Sweater Seltzer. I guess I started this. Now people are tweeting all of their, who's got the best birthday based on the celebrities you share it with? Dan's the Man says Bob Saget, Craig Ferguson, Derek Hough, Jim Nance, Nikki Reed, Sasha Alexander, and Sugar Ray Leonard.
That's pretty cool. That's an eclectic mix.
Punk Rock Physicist says I've got Handel, W.E.B. Dubois, Johnny Winter, Emily Blunt, ooh, Aziz Ansari, wow, Dakota Fanning.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is that a good one? Let's see here. Julio from SA says John Barenthal, George R.R. Martin, Khabib Nurmagomedov from the UFC, September 20th.
Ah, that's a good one. It's close to mine.
Zach from New Braunfels says August 31st, Richard Gere, Chris Tucker, Van Morrison, serial killer Andrew Cunanan.
Yeah.
What'd he do?
Oh, man, our Andrew Cunanan. Oh, he's the one that... Hang on. Who did he kill? Nick, Googles that for us, please.
And Roman Emperor Caligula, who declared war on the ocean and made his horse a senator.
Caligula.
All right.
Oh, he's the one that killed the Versace guy.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. But he said serial killer. It's not serial killer.
He's a spree killer.
Does he have a podcast about him? If not, then
I watched that. Yeah, do you watch that?
That's
very, very good.
I'll let you guys figure out what my birthday is, but I share it with John Lennon. I've got David Cameron, who's some politician guy, Scotty McCreary.
Former British PM.
And?
Not Scotty McCreary.
Steve Burns from Blue's Clues.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
October 9th.
He's still alive, by the way, if you're worried about him.
Oh, I got Brandon Routh, the fourth best Superman ever.
Hot as balls, Brandon Routh.
Mm-hmm. George Kittle.
Kittle.
Oh, that's pretty good. By the way, my mom says October 14th is my dad's birthday. So not October 23rd or September 13th or any of the dates that I see.
So he didn't get a birthday wish this year.
I'm sure he did. My mom will text me every year on my dad's birthday and say, call your dad and tell him happy birthday.
Stop doing that. He's a goddamn grown up. He's 39 years old. Do not send him reminders for anything.
Does she text your dad and say, hey, Jason's about to text you happy birthday. Please answer.
Oh, my God. Probably.
Here's the winner, though. Joshua says, sorry, Dick. April 29th, best celebrity birthdays. Willie Nelson, Jerry Seinfeld, Master P, Daniel Day-Lewis, and yours truly.
Who's Master P?
That's pretty good. You don't know Master P? I mean, I'm not a Master P aficionado. He's a rapper guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So for a little while, became a professional basketball player. He was one of the, hey, I'm a rapper, but also an agent. Wasn't he representing Ricky Williams when he first came into the league? Got Ricky Williams one of the worst contracts in the history of football.
Yeah.
Mm.
Master P, buddy.
Oh. Is he a reverend now?
That sounds like it would fit.
Yeah, probably so.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh, God, I'm so alone. Please, Debo, keep say love me on the phone.
Those are today's celebrity birthdays, and now Post Malone on 101X. Deb calls a random business a stranger. Yeah, I didn't even say
I read you that clause yesterday. You're not supposed to say those things, Jason.
I'm not supposed to tell people that we play Post Malone. The party spot.
In such a fashion.
I can't wait to play the name that tune.
The Party Spot Jack's Party Store, Jacksonville, Florida.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Lisa? Done anything like this before?
I think somebody's got a fancy internet phone.
This is the Party Spot.
Hi, I was just checking that you're open, and two, I wanted to see if you had those fancy helium balloons.
Fancy.
What kind of balloons, man?
The cool helium ones, like the metallic foil looking ones.
Yes,
helium.
Ma'am.
Yeah, you do?
Mm-hmm. What kind of balloon are you looking for?
Well, it's my friend's birthday, and he really doesn't like to celebrate, so I want to go all out and get a bunch of really obnoxious ones.
And you're using the balloons today, right?
Yeah, but not till tonight, so I can come in a little bit later and order them. Is that cool?
Yeah, it'll be best for you to come in now and order them, and they'll be ready before later on today, because we close at 6 today.
Oh, okay. And they do take a little bit of time to fill up, don't they?
What?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'll come on in, and I'll find you. What was your name?
My name is Courtney.
All right, Courtney. I'll see you in a bit.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Love you.
Thank you.
Bye. Love you.
She was like, get off the phone, creep. I thought I heard her get the L out. Like, thank you.
Really? I thought she was just like, what? This crazy.
Oh, she
lady.
Was. But it also snuck out an L.
All right. I'm confused. It takes a while to fill up the balloon?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. See, the last time I got balloons, helium balloons.
If you got a big ass bunch of balloons, then maybe.
But the last time I got balloons, I had a big ass bunch of them. I was throwing a big ass party for my friend in the upstairs room at Lucky Lounge. And, God, I made some bad decisions that day. It was for one of my best friends, Brandy, and I had organized this party with her boyfriend, and we were kind of doing it on the DL from her. So I invited all her friends.
You were doing it with her boyfriend on the DL?
Doing the party planning.
Oh, okay.
God, Jason, have you been up there to that little nook?
I was just going
to
say, I had a birthday upstairs at Lucky Lounge one time. Did you not come?
I probably booked that too for you.
It was a co-party with me and my friend Ashley, who has the same birthday as me. We used to go to Lucky Lounge and just get tore up together.
Tore up.
Yeah. Now she's like happily married and responsible. She's renovating her kitchen. I see it on her Snapchat story.
Oh.
I'm still getting tore up, Ashley, so I win. But yeah, we had a birthday party up there. I had one of those boobs cakes. I don't know who got it.
I'm pretty sure that was me. That sounds like a me.
All right.
I rode there in
the Dirty Bills limo.
That definitely sounds like something I set up.
Yeah.
But on the day that I got balloons for Brandy's birthday party, I wanted a big bag of helium balloons. And it was nice weather. It was a good day. And so me and Blue Boy got in the car. And I said, you know what, Blue? We're going to take Georgie out for a drive today. Georgie, my classic car.
Yeah.
I was like, this will be perfect. I've got this massive trunk. You can fit like 8 dead bodies in the boot of my 68 Wildcat.
How many balloons does that convert to?
Well, I thought plenty, right? So I go there and I've got the windows down because Georgie is sans AC. She's all natural. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely.
She's very European that way.
She is, right? So we're driving with the windows open. Blue Boy's next to me on the seat, on the bench seat. And we're just having a pleasant drive up I-35 onto 183. And then, because the nearest party store I could think of was at like Breaker and 183, or the next one even, whatever the next one is. And so got all the balloons, took ages. I think I'd called them in beforehand because I knew they took ages. Got them out in this big bag, you know, they put the big white plastic over it and you walk out with it. Well, Blue was a little bit freaked out anyway. He likes to kill balloons. Remember he liked to smush balloons in here?
Yeah, that was
his thing. Yeah, so I think he wanted to murder these things.
I'm so bummed Alfie doesn't.
I know. Alfie just pays no attention to a balloon.
Yeah.
I'll take that one home, give it to Brady and see what she does. But anyway, I've got this massive bunch of helium balloons and I opened the trunk of my car thinking these are going to fit. And I'm trying. They do not want to go in the boot of the car. And I'm so annoyed. I'm like, well, I've got to put them in the actual car. Well, the car is a two-door. So first of all, I've got to open the door and put the seat down and try and get them in. And it's getting hot, guys. I'd gone up there in the morning. I'm sure it was summertime. And it was just scorchio. And poor Blue Boy is sitting there panting anyway. And I'm like, I'm trying to get the balloons in real quick. Get the balloons in. They're bumping around. A couple of them have come loose from the bag and they're sort of bumping around in the car. Blue, not happy about it at all. Like, he likes to kill normal balloons. The helium ones were freaking him out. So as we're driving down the highway, I had to shut all of the windows because the car was just like balloons everywhere. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to crash. I'm freaking my dog out. So I had to drive with the windows up with no AC in the heat. And I mean, it was 10-15 minutes maybe. I was zooming down Mopac trying to get home as soon as possible. It was like the worst thing I've ever done. Like the worst decision I've ever made. Actually, I didn't even get to go home. I had to go downtown to Lucky Lounge to decorate, to put all these balloons in there. And I just felt so bad for my dog. Like, that was the worst thing, one of the worst things I've ever done to Blue. Just a real idiot.
Balloons are treacherous.
Balloons are a big deal. Balloons are a big deal.
Let me ask you this. My birthday buddy, Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley, why do we never do it in the upstairs room at Lucky Lounge there?
What? Because it's open.
I bet you a bunch of people have done it out there.
Every time I would see somebody go up there, I was like, oh, they're going up there to have sex. Nobody would go up there. Nobody go up there.
Well, it was closed unless there was a private party. You couldn't just go up there because people would go up there and have sex.
Closed for people to go have sex in. Actually, why didn't we have sex up there?
You've missed your chance, dude.
Happy birthday.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Kenny, my from the Mount Rushmore of that guy.
Yeah.
One-time Lucky Lounge bouncer. He just texted me and said, lots of sex up there. I can't tell you how many times I caught people in compromising positions.
I bet you did.
God damn it, Ashley. Why did we not have sex on your Snapchat stories upstairs at Lucky Lounge?
I mean, I kind of feel the same way, you know. That was my beat before we even met. Like, I was a Lucky Lounge girl before I even knew you. That was definitely on my beat. And
R.I.P. Lucky Lounge.
You guys ever hanging out there, like, before you knew each other the same night?
I don't think so. I didn't start going there until Cassandra was bartending there. Because that's when
I wanted a young Jason
Dick
to be there.
Gates opened.
I, like, last call, he's like looking around, scanning the room, and he sees Deb. Yeah. He's like, nah.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm there. Better. I'm not there at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Floodgates opened, and a bunch of Jaeger bombs poured out into my belly. That was a fun time.
And upstairs, then into the trash can.
Yeah, later.
Only when you're poisoned. That upstairs room at Lucky Lounge was like the skate ramp at Weirdos.
That's where people would go to do it?
That's where I did it.
You did it on the skate ramp?
Mm-hmm. You did it under the skate ramp at Weirdos?
On the skate ramp.
On the skate ramp.
You didn't do it. You just did some things.
Messed around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heavy petting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nick just actually kissed a girl on the cheek there.
When I finally convince a girl to have sex with me, I'm going to go back there to the dilapidated,
haunted skate ramp
that's still there on that property.
What is the status of that property?
I told you, dude. I drove by there the other day when I was picking up my gummies, and it looks like a haunted house. Not that someone put together as a haunted house. That is just literally a haunted house. Yeah. The building is still there.
There was a ghost.
There's some outside infrastructure.
No.
It's dilapidated AF. Like, there's graffiti on everything.
Didn't the landlord kick them out? That was real stupid.
Yeah, she's a dumb bitch.
Yeah, now you've.
She's not making any money on it. Yeah, she's an idiot.
Well, also,
she cut her nose off to spite her face that entire time.
I have not been by there recently, but it got dilapidated pretty quickly after we closed.
Yeah,
it.
I
think it looked
that was the additions
housing.
That the Weirdos family put on without permits or inspections.
Yeah. It got tagged quick.
Right. Jesse wasn't there to water it every day. Quickly went down.
R.I.P. Hey, Weirdos, we miss you.
Speaking of
I think I did it in the Weirdos. In the trailer out back.
Oh, that trailer out back.
Oh, the trailer out back had a bed in it.
Oh, that chair. That chair.
It was the bed. Maybe I didn't have sex. I just passed out there drunk one day.
I mean, also behind the server station, keg room,
I once kissed Jesse on the
outside
mouth.
Outside bar.
Oh, yeah.
Kissed Jesse on the mouth behind the bar of the party
Widow's
wagon.
The Widow's Movable Bar.
Yes.
What was that called? Widows on Wheels?
Yes.
For the record, that was not a gay kiss. That was a comedy kiss.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with
lots stuff happened to that volleyball court.
Me and Coral hung out on the top of the Widows on Wheels to watch a band one night. Mm-hmm. Lots of hugging.
I saw Carl's boobs on that Weirdos on Wheels.
Sweet.
We've had some good times, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I miss Weirdos.
We've had some good times.
I mean, it was bad for my health, Carl's but
boobs.
I love it.
Speaking of Snapchat story sex, you guys checked out my fleets?
Pardon?
My fleets are fire AF, bro.
Shut up.
What, are you trying to say something down cool with the kids?
You don't know about fleets yet? Really? Fleets have been in our life for like 48 hours, Deb.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust this
You're going to hate fleets.
They're Twitter stories.
I've seen it fleets instead of tweets. Yeah. Yes, and they disappear in 24 hours.
Yeah,
I don't see the point. Not going to get involved.
Well, I mean,
it's like Reels. F off Reels. I don't watch you.
Which one's Reels?
Reels is like the stories now on Instagram, but you post a video, usually you get however many seconds of it, and then it says keep watching, and then you go to the IG stories, and it just continues from there, the first minute or whatever that you've watched. Reels, you click on to watch the video, and it starts from the beginning again. Just pisses me off. I'm not going to do it.
So fleets are like Instagram stories on Twitter. Reels are like TikToks on Instagram. And I don't know what TikTok is doing.
Stories.
Putting all your top bands.
Stories are just Snapchat on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which that is, this is why if you come up with an idea.
By the way, the listeners love it when we do this.
If you come up with we can go back to reminiscing about all the places we've made out. That's better.
I like both of these segments. I'm not sure how the listeners feel.
But You remember the Instagram? The Snapchat kid invented Snapchat. Somebody offered him $4 billion, and he's like, no. And then Instagram was like, okay, we're just going to make ours do the same thing as yours. And now nobody Snapchats anymore, right? Do they still Snapchat?
The kids do still Snapchat.
I'm getting no nudes on Snapchat anymore. Nick 101X.
They've moved for that. People don't give it away for free anymore, Jason. Everyone's only fanzing it.
But
they're going to show boobs. They're going to get paid for it.
Now that you got the fleets on Twitter, I don't need Instagram stories anymore. Right?
Are you going to watch the fleets on Twitter?
I might watch a fleet every once in a while.
It's not just necessarily a video, Jason. It's just a tweet that disappears in 24 hours.
All the ones I've seen have been videos. Can you post just still fleets?
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought it was just a tweet.
I don't know.
Well, it's a Snapchat, so those are all video things.
It's not a Snapchat.
I will say, is Trump fleeting?
I mean,
yes, he is.
In so many ways. Many, many, many ways.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, what X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Serena G tweets at Jason and Deb, says, booby snaps are my thing, but I don't show nips. And Jason, you have a wonderful girlfriend who I would never disrespect, so I will not add you to my snap. Unless she's down, then I'm down.
Wait.
JK, but for real.
So you boob snap?
Happy birthday.
That's your thing?
She said,
but no nips.
Booby snaps are my thing, but...
So does she do this? You know, like, just hold on to the zips?
Now I gotta know what's up here at Serena G. What's
going on? Now I gotta know.
Nick, this is what you passed up on the boot. It's fine. Yeah, it's my birthday. Hey, how about that? But we did a TBT WJND where Nick hit up my mom for all sorts of photos of young Jason throughout the years. We didn't make it to page two. I thought that you would particularly enjoy page two, Deb, which starts off with this photo. This is from the Little League State Championship. This is actually, I think, our first game, a walk-off home run versus Robstown.
Robstown?
Yeah. I believe that's down in the valley. But
that's a town?
It was at the bottom of the sixth walk-off home run. And this is the celebratory run to first base.
You don't look like you're going very fast.
By my friend Robbie Madsen. That is not me.
Oh.
Robbie would grow up to be a professional baseball player. Several cups of coffee, I think, but mostly in the minor leagues.
Several cups of coffee?
Just that's what you...
It's expression for not spending a lot of time.
If you make it up to the big leagues for like a week, they say you had a cup of coffee in the majors. Mm-hmm. I think he went up and down.
Did your mom put a sticker on this picture?
I don't know what that is. I've never seen these before.
Those stickers were a thing that was back in like the 80s. Like,
I
that
think
was a
I remember
thing.
That. Yeah, put them on photos.
I think she did that.
I don't know if she did that or if they just were on here.
There's a team photo from that same team, whatever. Here you go, Deb. This is my senior picture.
Wow.
The year 2000.
You just look like a smug bastard for some reason in that picture. You're like,
Do you have a chin strap beard?
Yes, he does.
Well, okay. Do I have a chin strap beard? Because it comes all the way down here, but then it ends.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, I got elaborate sideburns. It does not connect up.
Oh, that's hideous.
Because
it's more hideous than the jacket shirt combo. What up with your double check job?
What's wrong with my jacket shirt?
That's just, it's even.
Oh, the tie? Is that what you're saying?
The pants.
Do you still have that somewhere? Is that your mom's house?
Definitely not. I don't know. I've never seen that before. Oh, and then the next one from the same senior photo shoot.
In a school picture?
I think it's senior photos. Didn't you have to go somewhere and get your fancy picture taken? I certainly didn't wear the suit to school.
You really do look like a smug bastard in that picture.
That is
as well.
The douchiest picture.
How did anyone ever want to be your friend?
Do you know this gang sign, Deb?
No, hell no, I don't know gang signs,
Jason.
That's
for the Vanilla Ice Posse, okay?
Wow. You know what? This would not have been allowed in our school photos. You weren't allowed to do anything rogue like this. We did bribe our photographer once to take a picture of me and all my friends instead of just like, you know, you had your grade pic, your class picture. Mm-hmm. I was like friends with like four people in my class, but the rest of my friends were all scattered around. So we convinced the photographer to take a group picture of us. It looked like a class picture, but it was just me and my posse. Mm. It's awesome.
That was the only rogue thing
I ever did.
They had the guy that would come into the cafeteria and take everybody's picture, but then you could also like put in a
camera shot. You were in the cafeteria? We went in the drama room.
It was the gym, the cafeteria, the stage. Oh. All of that was the same building. Mm. But you bring in a glamour shot. And I remember there was this one chick, Ashley Montague. She was like the rich girl of Gerald. Yeah. Because her family owned Cooper Stone.
What is Cooper Stone?
It's like, what is
Stone Yard?
What is Cooper Stone? That's like Dell Computers to Austin is to Cooperstone to Jarrell.
They had all the best rocks in town?
Mm-hmm.
All the best rocks and stuff.
Like, I think eventually she had an arranged marriage to Margarito Espinosa from Espinosa Stone, and now they just like have a stone conglomerate.
Wow.
Power couple.
Cooper Espinosa Stone.
Yeah. That's all real, man. It's not fake at all. But yeah, she would always bring in like this. The
sounds
the
like a rocky marriage
ones.
To me.
What do you mean she would bring? Jesus Christ! Wait, what do you mean she would bring in glamour shots?
Like she would go have the glamour shots done where it's all you're all super blown out and everything, and they would put that in the yearbook instead of the picture that everybody else.
She would bring in her own pictures.
I think so.
God, I wish I could see that.
That is party.
That's great.
And this last one is from my last trip to Hawaii. Nick, have you ever seen this photo before?
I think so.
I think I would have not returned. I would not have shared it with you guys.
This
but
is not in Hawaii.
No,
this is
I'm waiting to click over to
ABGB.
The next one because it is a picture my sister took of me and my mom sitting on a tree.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Right next to a hidden waterfall. This is 2 weeks before the start of the Odyssey.
Wow. Look at that.
I am a large man.
That's why I could see your back from the front.
Before Jason, that tree actually was standing up until Jason leaned on it. Also, like, when I first reached out to her, like I said, the first one she sent me was the picture of you. It's like a 3D goal with your heads all with the bear.
Yeah.
This is the second one she sent me, and she was just like,
she and my sister are quite a fan of this photo. It includes like, my butt crack.
In a comedic way or just in a loving way?
I don't know. I couldn't stop hearing about that picture the rest of the goddamn day.
She did.
Jason's picking up dinner again, and they're like, hey, let's look at the picture of Jason again. This will be hilarious as he's writing another tip down.
I want to go back to the kissing booth one because your mom did say that that's her favorite picture of you. And I thought that was
really
sweet.
Oh, like him looking all sad and lonely in the kissing booth?
It's a good one.
Find the fun pictures over at 101x.com. Right now, we have an Amazon Echo Dot courtesy of Bud Light Ugly Sweater Seltzer. You're also qualified to win the $500 cash prize. 512-835-1015. Does Deb know stuff about football? Is coming up next. 512-835-1015. Good luck.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X, Jason Deb, the Morning X. We have an Amazon Echo Dot presented by Bud Light Ugly Sweater Seltzer to give away and go.
Now's the time that we ask Deb about the game of football. Will brains and science know what we mean by fourth and goal? Does Deb know? Does Deb know? Does she know?
Probably not.
Our contestant, hi, Christian.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, buddy? We're going to ask Deb three football trivia questions. Just tell me, does Deb know the answer? Get two out of three. You're going to win an Amazon Alexa technology device thingy, all right?
That's good.
Courtesy of Bud Light Ugly Sweater Seltzer, you will also, Christian, be qualified to win our $500 grand prize. Anybody can win the cash prizes by going to 101x.com, upload a photo of your ugly holiday sweater. I say it doesn't have to be ugly because I got a pretty badass sweater. Did you put mine up there, Nick?
No, I should do that.
You are the worst.
I thought you did that yesterday. Did you see
yours?
Yours is up.
Oh,
though.
Okay. Did you submit the Doug Mellard one?
Our man Don Mellard is going to be on the show tomorrow because it's the release of Fart Safari 3.
Finally,
live free or fart harder. I don't know what I don't know what it is, but he's got a pretty sweet one that he sent to us as well. Go to
WonderX.com.
I'm going
to send this one to you now so you can submit it. It's
There's
awesome.
A fun gallery over there. And yeah, you can win $500, $250, $100 cash prizes the next three Fridays. Football people who were born on November the 19th. Trivia here. People who share my birthday. And apparently there aren't any good ones because these are all about people who have my birthday who are related to somebody notable.
Oh, okay.
Born on November 19th, football coach Jim Mora Jr. is the son of Jim Mora Sr., who is most famous for what viral rant? Is it A, playoffs, don't talk to me about playoffs, B, they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook, C, you play to win the game, or D, we're here talking about practice? Do you think Deb knows which viral rant the father of a guy who has my same birthday is famous for?
Jesus Christ, this is a
Christian?
Stretch.
No.
I got no frigging clue.
I mean, I wouldn't have had any idea either, but...
What's C?
You play to win the game.
What's B?
They are who we thought they were, and we'd let them out the hook.
I'm going with A.
And you're going with A.
Yeah.
Playoffs? Don't talk to me about it.
And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. Holy crap. I don't know who the hell we think we are when we do something like that. Unbelievable. 5 turnovers. One of them for we've thrown 4 interceptions for touchdowns this year. That might be an NFL record. That's pitiful. I mean, it's absolutely pitiful to perform like that.
Am I right?
Pitiful. What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
There we go.
You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Wait, so I did get it?
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of extra Jim Morris Senior on the front there. That's fine.
That's funny.
Yeah, that is that's correct. What did Christian, did you say no?
I said no.
Yeah, I didn't.
Okay.
You were correct. I didn't know. I just accidentally guessed correct.
You can still come back here, buddy. Jason shares a birthday with former NFL player Ahmad Rashad, who's married to Felicia Rashad, who played the mom on what television show? Is it A, Family Matters, B, The Cosby Show, C, The Jeffersons, or D, Hanging with Mr. Cooper? Do you think Deb knows the answer? Christian?
No.
I gotta say, that's
pretty cool.
I'm quite surprised to know this. Ahmad Rashad? Married to...
The Cosbys.
The Cosby Show, is that your answer? Yeah, that's right. Mrs. Huxtable?
Yeah.
Ahmad Rashad is married to Mrs. Huxtable.
Mm-hmm.
That has been for a long time, right?
Yeah, she seems a little old for him, but I'm like, all right.
Oh, he's already sneaky old.
Yeah, but he's like him.
Is he still playing?
No. He's been out of it. He's been out of the game for a while. All right, what happened there? Christian, unfortunately, we played the game perfectly wrong, but hold on a second. We do have a prize for you, Mike.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X. 101X, Jason, Deb, the Morning X.
Man, you want to go to some weird corners of the internet?
I do every day.
Ahmad Rashad shares a birthday with Jason Dick. Ahmad Rashad was married to Felicia Rashad, who played Mrs. Cosby on The Cosby Show. They divorced in 2001.
Hang on. The Cosby Show. So it's not Mrs. Huxtable.
Wait.
The Cosby Show is different than the Cosbys.
It's Mrs. Huxtable. Okay. She was on both of them.
Okay. Really?
All right. So let me continue. Mrs. Huxtable got the boot in 2001 when Ahmad Rashad was like, I need a younger slam piece.
Uh-huh.
So he married this lady called Sally Johnson. I think her name is Sally. It's spelled S-A-L-E. She is an American socialite and former model. She started off her life as a model. She married Woody Johnson in 1977. You guys know who Woody Johnson is?
He's the owner of the Jets?
He is the owner of the Jets and also the owner of the Johnson & Johnson Corporation. When she divorced, she settled with $100 million. $100 million heir.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That's probably like a drop in the Woody Johnson bucket,
honestly.
Oh, you
know it.
Mm-hmm.
God. Man, why can't I marry a Johnson?
They're not good people.
You could probably find a Johnson who would marry you. Not one of the Johnson.
No, I mean one of the Johnsons.
Yeah. Brett with 1T says, happy birthday, Jason. Let your dickness soar today.
Ooh, don't get a sore, you know what.
I plan on doing almost nothing. I might treat myself to a fancy lunch.
Do you want to come to the gym with me?
I might go home and have protein shake. No, I do
leg
not want to do
meat.
That. You know what I want for my birthday, guys?
What?
Let's cancel this promo meeting. We don't need it, okay? Nobody
needs it. That's a good point.
I have
meditation at 11.
I don't want to do it.
You know what, Jason?
Can we tell him I'm not coming?
I'll let you off and I will take...
I didn't go to the last two.
That's all right, guys. This is a special one. You take the day off for your birthday and I'll just text you that there's nothing to report. There was nothing of any substance being said.
I'll make a couple of snide comments at the end.
I do have a favor I need to ask of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Birthday favor?
Just agree to it now. And then...
sure.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.